Hi everyone, and welcome to part two of Marvel Realm. Let me make sure I'm recording.
Recording. Click and
Yes, I am. Okay.
Marvel Realm.
So let's run the game. This time.
Loading. Marvel Realm. Marvel Realm V1.2.1. Name menu. Use up.
This time we're going to be looking at Spelunker Probe and the coffee one, which I forget what it's called, but we'll find out in just a second.
Categories. Battle. Forest Park button. View the game list for the Forest Park series. Games menu. Go. Canopy Cafe button. Click.
Oh, yeah. Canopy Cafe.
Loading Canopy Cafe. Select an item.
So, this one is basically where you're making coffee for customers, and you have to get it to them as quickly as you can. And, the better you do, the higher you score. And you can choose how long you would like to play. So if I click on play.
Loading. Choose your time limit. Select one of the provided time limits. Your game will be finished once the selected time limit runs out. And if chosen, your score will be posted to the leaderboard after this time is passed. Press enter on one of the provided time limits and your game will begin immediately. 5 minutes button.
So you can do five.
10 minutes button. 15 minutes button. 20 minutes button. 30 minutes button. 40 minutes button, 50 minutes button.
Let me make sure.
Hit rate 60.
Yeah, okay.
60 minutes button, go back button.
So you can play
to the previous menu.
You can play all the way up to an hour. I think that's quite a long time. I guess if you like the game, you can play it that long. I just don't find it very interesting.
Your game will be finished 5 minutes. Your game will be finished once the selected time limit runs out and if chosen.
Right. Excuse me. Excuse me.
10 minutes button.
So, sorry about that. I had to sneeze. So, for the purposes of demonstrating, we're going to do 10 minutes. Wait, make sure I'm on it.
10 minutes button. 10 minutes.
All right. So now I'm in the park. Q and E will turn you.
Northwest, west, southwest, south.
So if I go south here, W, S, A, and D will move. Of course, these are standard controls.
Coffee maker.
So now I'm inside my shop. Pressing P will tell you what's in front of you.
Coffee maker. This device is what you use to make coffee for your customers. Bring the coffee jar and pour the ground coffee into it. Then put the cup in and let it do its job. After a few seconds, your steaming cup of coffee is ready to be served.
And pressing T.
33 seconds.
Will tell you your time.
Level 0, 0/110 XP, 0 XP in total.
That
next
tells
bonus
you,
will be awarded on level 3.
That tells you your level, pressing R.
50.0% reputation.
Is your reputation. You'll hear that tone means you've left an item, so you can't interact with it. If you hear this,
coffee maker,
means you're back in range. I'm going to walk left here.
Cabinet.
Here's the cabinet. Pressing enter.
Select an item. Choose an item with up beans jar.
There's a customer here.
Empty coffee jar. Cleaning beans jar. Holding beans jar in the left
hand.
Let's
drag or grab the beans jar.
Coffee maker.
Actually, I should probably start over here because I want to see how quickly I can do this, but let me show you how you make coffee. So what we do...
Coffee grinder.
You hold the beans jar in one hand, and you press enter on the coffee grinder. And when you hear that ding, it means you can do things.
Cabinet.
Let's go back to the cabinet.
Select coffee cleaning. Store items. Select which beans jar in your...
Store the beans jar.
Coffee jar. Holding coffee jar.
Grab the coffee jar.
Coffee grinder.
Press enter on the coffee grinder now that I have the jar in my hand.
Coffee maker.
Go over to the coffee maker, which is directly to the right of the grinder. Put that in there. And again, when you hear that ding, it means that you're done and you can move.
Cabinet. 2M 30.
All right, so
select,
I was just
an item,
checking my
choose
time
an
with
item
T.
Cleaning beans jar. Store I closed. So reach coffee jar in your.
Select
let's
put the
item,
jar back
an
in
item,
here.
Cleaning cloth. Get empty cup. Cleaning cloth. Empty cup. Hold
let's
empty.
Grab a cup.
Coffee maker.
And press enter here with the cup in my hand. You can press P, so if you walk backwards here so that you're not in range of anything.
You are holding one item, an empty cup. The cup is empty.
Right. Number one and two.
You put down empty cup.
We'll put things down that you're holding.
You are holding nothing in your right hand. You are holding nothing in your left hand.
Of course, you can hear the cup because I've placed it down.
Empty cup. You picked up empty cup in your left hand.
I can walk back over to the item that I dropped. Let's go back over here and make some coffee. Now that's doing its thing, and you can do other things.
Coffee maker.
So that's how you make coffee, basically. And then once it's done, you can press...
You've got minus 50 score.
Yeah, my score is going down because I'm taking too long. So what I'm going to do, actually, is restart this, and I'll actually try playing it, and I won't explain things, because if I explain things, it takes longer. So the coffee maker's done. I'll press enter. That gets the cup in my hand. If I do...
You are holding one item, a coffee cup. The cup is full of coffee, and it is very hot.
Right, so that's in my hand. I could put it down. And then what you would do...
Southwest, west, north, west, north.
You'd use Q and E to turn north and walk out to the place here. And you can hear that dinging sound. That tells you that you have a customer. So walk over here to the table.
Table with an awaiting customer.
And press enter. You can hear the... customer's drinking. Let me walk over here so it's not so strangely panned. Now, what you might want to do while this is happening is walk back over to your shop and grab some more things. But what's going to happen? The customer's drinking coffee. And you hear these sounds. If I press enter here,
you've got 108 score.
You pick up both the coffee cup and the money. This dinging chime means that there is a table that's dirty.
Dirty table, no description.
And you have to use a cloth to clean it. Now you can probably hear, you may have been able to hear a customer walk up. So if I walk over here,
table with an awaiting customer.
There's my next customer.
5M 48.
So let's go ahead and let's actually try playing a game for 5 minutes.
Select an exit to game list button.
Just so you can see how this works.
Games menu, go,
and
category, go back button, menu, quit button.
I won't be explaining as much what I'm doing. I'll just try to do things as quickly as I can. So,
Marvel Realm.
Let me relaunch the game because I think there's a bug where if you quit the program,
Marvel Realm. Marvel
it doesn't load things properly if you start a new game. So here we are back in the program. So yeah, I'm going to start a new game. And I'm not going to explain what I'm doing really. I'm just going to do things. Now, the things to keep in mind, again, you have to make the coffee and bring it to the customer as quickly as possible. With the dirty tables, if you pick up your cleaning cloth from the cabinet, you can go over to the tables and use it. And that will make the table available for another customer. And what you may want to do is drop these items in convenient places so that you can grab them again. So let's see how I do with a 5 minute game.
Set game category. Category.
And, I should also mention, if you want to just turn, you can hold down or tap the right and left arrow keys and you'll turn. I don't know how detailed that is.
Battle of Breakless Forest Park. Games. Go. Canopy.
I think you turn by like 10 degrees or maybe
loading canopy
1 degree.
Select.
Whereas Q and E will move you by 45.
Read the game play button. Begin playing the game.
All right, so loading. Let's go ahead.
Choose your time. 5 minutes button.
And load this. Now, again, I'm not going to really explain what I'm doing. I'm just going to try to do this.
5 minutes. North, west, south, south.
Okay.
Coffee grinder. Cabinet. Select beans jar. Coffee jar. Holding beans jar. Coffee grinder. Cabinet. Store. Select with beans. Select a nut. Coffee jar. Holding coffee jar in the left hand. Coffee grinder.
I should say too, you press escape to close out of the cabinet. I don't think I mentioned that before. Let's
coffee maker.
Oh yeah, and you can hold down shift while you're walking to run.
Cabinet. Select a cleaning cloth. Empty cup. Beans jar. Store. Select reach coffee jar and select a cleaning beans. Coffee jar. Empty. Holding empty cup. Coffee maker.
Okay. I know there's a customer.
1M, 16 mass at 5M.
We'll get to you in just a second. Be patient. Please be patient. I'm going as quickly as I can. It would be nice to have a command to turn 180 degrees. I don't think you can do that, though I may have to check the documentation. Alright.
The device is still working.
Come on, let me get it. There we go.
South, east, north, north. Northwest, south.
Oops, gotta turn this way. And go back here. Oh, and I should say too.
Dishwasher.
Yeah, this is the dishwasher. You would,
2M. Cabinet.
You put the cups that select the customers have used back in here.
Beans jar. Holding beans.
Okay, that guy's done.
Coffee grinder.
Make some more coffee here.
Store up with beans jar. Select a cleaning coffee jar. Holding coffee jar. Cabinet. So, store items. Select reach coffee jar. Select and cleaning. Empty. Holding empty. Dishwasher. Coffee maker. Is that what? North.
Well, that's doing its thing.
You've got 131. You've reached level 1. North, east, south, south.
Let's go back here. And
dishwasher.
Press P. Put the cup in there.
4M, 11S of...
Now, I may not have enough time to get this cup over here.
Coffee maker. What? North, north.
Go over here. Your cup of coffee. If I had enough time, I would go grab the cloth and use that on that table, clean it.
4M, 38 has a 5M.
But I think we're just about done here. You've got. Yep. And.
In-game results. Here are your in-game results. Your results for this game are as follows.
Basically, when your time ends, it says timeout, and here we go.
You achieved a total of 236 score. You're still on position 48 on the leaderboard. Okay button. Select an item.
So there's that game. Not the most exciting. I'm kind of tempted to play this for an hour. Though I think I'd get extremely bored. But if I did that, I'd be able to have plenty of time.
Exit.
I could see just how high I could score.
Games menu.
So there's that. I guess it's okay as a decent little time waster if you just have nothing better to do. And you want to relax.
Go back. Canopy Cafe. Go.
So that's Canopy Categories. Cafe.
Go. Cinescope button. View the game.
And the last game here.
Go. Spelunker Probe button.
Is Spelunker Probe, I believe is what it's called.
Loading Spelunker Probe. Select an item.
So in this one, the controls are almost the same. W, S, A, and D to walk around. Q and E to turn. Pressing P will tell you, I believe, what's in front of you. And pressing Enter will take pictures. So the idea in this game is you're in like a mine, I think. And you have to go through these different tunnels and take pictures of rocks. Oh yeah, and pressing Tab will get you into a list of the rock collections you've managed to get. So the thing is, you have to drive into these tunnels. I think you have some kind of machine. I'm not sure what you're piloting. I think it's some kind of machine. Some probably like an excavator, not an excavator, but yeah. So basically, the idea is you have to move into these tunnels, take pictures of rocks, but you don't want to drive. You don't want to drive over the rocks.
Loading.
So let's go here. I'm going to go right here. Also, there are things that will fall that you have to dodge. So this wind sound, that's a tunnel. So I'm going to drive through here. Oop. Let's drive through this tunnel. Now that rock you hear on the right. It's a rock. I'm going to turn.
Northeast.
Whoa. Okay.
No description available. Sending picture to destination.
Pressing enter.
Destination has just received your data.
Let's drive forward here. Should be some more rocks in here. It's a wall. Those are rocks that are falling. Again, you don't want those to hit you. This is boring.
North, west.
Let's go back west here. So let's look at the other end of this tunnel. Nope, okay. Let's go back here.
North.
Let's go through this tunnel.
Northeast. Sending picture to destination.
Oh, I just got hit. Yep.
In-game results. Here are your in-game results. Your results for this game are as follows. You achieved a total of 180 score. You're still on position 30 on the leaderboard. Okay, but... So read the play button.
So begin I was trying to get it to read it to you. Let me see if I can actually read it with speech history here.
Play button. Read play. Choose. Select. Okay. Your result. Here are your end game. You've got one. A star shimmer. Destination has just received your data.
So this is what it's designed to say.
A star shimmer pyrite. A sparkling pyrite with a shimmering surface, resembling a sky full of stars.
Let's try this one more time.
Loading.
So again, the wind means there's a tunnel entrance. You can put that in the center. Drive through the tunnel.
Northeast.
Again, I don't really like this game. Guess there's no rocks here.
Northwest.
Go back here. Just holding down W.
North.
There's another tunnel on the northern wall, if I can find it. Oops. Pretty sure I wasn't supposed to do that.
Select and read the game's display button.
I think I ran into something. Let's try this one more time.
West. Left. North. You are not looking at...
Oh, I wonder if it's... Wait. Why does it...
Select, read the gameplay.
Oh, maybe that's like a trap. I bet you that's what it is. I should really read the documentation. Oh, here's a rock.
West. Right wall of the tunnel number. Sending picture to destination. Destiny.
Of course, my spatial navigation is garbage anyway. It's probably why I'm not doing very well.
North.
These are rocks.
Sending picture to destination. Destination has just received north. Sending picture to destination. Destination. Sending picture to destination. Sending picture to destination.
Oh, hell.
You've got 509 score. Posting. End game results. Here are your end game results. Your results for this game are as follows. You achieved a total of 509 score. You've achieved a personal high score. You made it to position 24 on the leaderboard. Okay, but select, read the...
So yeah, I don't really like that game.
Categories, select main menu, quit button,
but,
list the game, Marvel Realm.
That's basically the games that we have in Marvel Realm right now.
Audacity.
Now, again, these will be expanded. I think they're working on an RPG game. So if you like this, stay tuned because there's more stuff to come. And of course, you can submit your feedback inside the app. If you click on that option, it takes you to their website. And you can submit your feedback and give them ideas or suggestions. Ideas or bug reports or suggestions.
Recording.
And yes, I'm recording. Anyway, I think this is kind of an interesting time waster. And I don't think $10 was too much to ask to pay for. And I guess I have access to it until June, so we'll see what they do until then. But yeah, so I hope you guys have enjoyed this demo series of Marvel Realm. Hopefully, like I said, hopefully it expands. It would be nice to be able to play these games online, especially since they have the server infrastructure in place. And it doesn't really make sense to me. Why would you have an online system if you don't want to play online? I mean, I guess for the subscription thing, but yeah, it would be nice if you could play these games with other people. But anyway, you guys take care. And if you have any questions, things like that, you can leave them in the comments. And then, as always, I'll try to get back to you. But until next time... Bye.